are you doing?
Did I miss it?
I have no time for games.
Are you ready for this?
Instruction begins.
This time for sure.
As you wish.
Ha-ha!
For the Alliance!
For the Horde!
You are not prepared!
Show me what you've learned.
I'm ready to learn.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Totally Protocol, and welcome to TIL Hearthstone, a weekly Hearthstone podcast where we discuss news, events, tournaments. We have a guest streamer on, and at the end of the show, we will tell you what we learned today. So with us, we have CF Dragon, my co-host every week. How you doing, Dragon?
Hey, doing pretty good. Just an update from last week. We had Mork on the show. He has found a challenger for his 24-hour arena challenge. It's going to be Ratsma. Winner gets $500, and check into his stream to find out when that's actually happening.
That's pretty awesome. I'm glad he found that that challenger. Also with us, we have our guest streamer, Neville, or Nev.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm pretty happy with the nerfs it just announced. I'm doing good overall.
Yeah, the nerfs. You know what? Let's just get right into it and start talking about our first topic, which is the nerfs. Dragon, why don't you take us off with that?
All right, so yeah, you mentioned to me, brought to my attention that earlier today there were a few in-game bugs that were being posted about on Reddit that were showing Leeroy and Buzzard both at 5 mana and Buzzard having altered stats. Well, Blizzard, a little over just about an hour ago now, officially announced that the nerf is coming. They're targeting the date of September 22nd. For Buzzard to become a 5-mana 3-2 with the same effect, and Leeroy just to become a 5-mana and keep his stats and effects as it is. And then they also announced in that saying that they will not make any changes until after the World Championship at BlizzCon.
I think that's a smart thing, too, because people have been preparing for so long with certain decks, and like it would be crazy to just issue this nerf now. Neville, what do you think about the nerf?
Personally, I really like the nerf. I don't think they approached the Hunter nerf. I think I would have like nerfed Hunter's Mark instead of Buzzard. Like, I think the problem is with Hunter's Mark rather than... Even though the exceeding amount of draw is sort of annoying, but I think Hunter's Mark is the way to go with nerfs. Regarding Leeroy, I think that's the nerf I prefer. Like, it negates so much damage. It negates, like, third Shadow Step from Rogue. No, like, power overwhelming faces and stuff, Rockbiter. Yeah, I really like those nerfs. Yeah. They're pretty good. I like that.
The way I thought, I think I heard, I don't know who I heard talk about, I think it might have been Trump who said, if you just make Gadgets and a Legendary and there's only one of them in a deck, then that's a better nerf to Miracle. But then again, yeah. I guess the problem is more Leeroy since he's used in every, like, you know, quick burst down deck, so it's not really Gadgets being the problem. Dragon, what do you think about the nerfs?
Well, as far as Buzz goes, I really don't like this one because I just feel like it's going to be nigh unplayable now, and it's taking away really any card draw that Hunter had to begin with, so it's going to take a while for people to figure out how to make a Hunter that's actually usable and reliable. I feel like the stats are too low for a 5-mana creature because you compare it to Gadgetzan, which kind of does the same thing, but beast versus spells, and then you're looking at, you know, one less attack and two less health on the same costed minion with a similar effect. As far as Leeroy goes, obviously you're not going to get the Leeroy double Shadow Step combo anymore, but you can actually still use Leeroy with, say, Cold Bloods, or you can still kind of replace Leeroy with the Arcane Golem and throw a Cold Blood in, and you're basically at the same amount of damage for either one more card or just a slightly different kind of build. Some people also think that the Maligod Miracle Rogue will become the Miracle Rogue of choice after this.
Yeah.
I actually love that deck.
I like that deck a lot, actually. I'm a fan of it. So I wouldn't mind playing it. Maybe I'll give it a shot again. I brought that to the Sunshine Open, which didn't do me too well. But anyway, one of my concerns was that, you know, when this bug was happening, that hopefully it wasn't going to happen. You know, they can't have this happen during the qualifiers tonight. So hopefully they address that bug fast and fix it. Because what's the protocol then if the game starts and suddenly there's a 5-mana Leroy and a 5-mana Buzzard that's a 3-2? What's the protocol for the judges there? Like, dude, I mean, probably they fixed it, but I don't know.
Yeah, you would certainly hope so.
Concede, yeah. it's like, I got a 5-mana Buzzard, GG, I lose.
Yeah, I think it's part of them to target September 22nd, though, so that you can get all these phase one of the qualifiers out of the way and people have enough time to prepare for the quote-unquote post-nerf before, say, I don't know when the phase two is exactly, but they'll certainly have time before BlizzCon.
Yeah, that's important. Okay, so that's... Any other word on the bugs? Anyone? I mean, the nerfs? Anyone want to say anything? The other day I made a post in the thread and I said, hoard your buzzards, and then someone said it's a basic card, and I'm like, ah, crap. I was like, I knew that. No.
Yeah, well, my Leroy's going to become a Cairn now, so.
Yeah, that's...
They just killed Hunter. That's the part that I don't like. It's like not kid Beast Hunter, I think. Rather. I think they wanted to, like, make Hunter less Beast reliant. Would that change? I think.
Could be. Maybe they just wanted to nerf the card draw, although now they have no card draw. That's the problem now. Like, how does Hunter draw cards now?
I don't even know. Loot Hoarder Hunter. Wow.
Loot Hoarder. I mean, I guess you have card draw with Web Spinner, technically, but...
Mm. They're going to replace Buzzards with Cold Light Oracles now. Watch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like Backspace Hunter. Yeah. Maybe it would work. Someone should try it. Okay, so that's the nerfs. We can move on to the WEC championship that happened this past weekend. It's funny because I didn't actually catch the tournament, but I caught all the qualifiers, and by all I mean I caught the NA and the EU qualifiers. So it's funny that I watched the qualifiers, but I didn't actually catch the the big event. But I was busy. But congrats to Tides of Time, the top seeded NA player.
Tides boys.
He won a nice handsome amount of money, 32K.
Yeah.
32.5K, I should say.
Not bad, huh?
Out of 32 invited players, 8 from each region. And of course, 2 from each region faced off in the double elimination best of 5 bracket last weekend. And it's cool that I think the Korean players actually took 2nd and 3rd place, because I don't know much about the Korean or the, you know, the Asia basically scene at all, and that's kind of surprising, because I always heard that, like, it's like they're screwed or something. Like, everyone said it, like, they weren't that much of a threat, but apparently took 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
Might be. Did you guys catch the tournament by any chance?
I didn't catch the final. I watched, like, the semifinal where he, like, 3-0'd RDU and 3-0'd Reiner, I think his name was. I really liked Reiner. Like, Reiner is, like, one of the most underrated Korean players, I think.
Who?
But, like, Korea impressed me a lot.
I thought you said Reiner. I'm like, wait, what?
No. I don't forgot his name, like Reiner. But I actually like underestimated them a lot, and now I actually like value them more. Right. I just like those players are like another. The one thing that I disliked about the tournament was like RDU said something like and like 3 days before the tournament they told them they can play any class and they can like sideboard. I think they told them that like 3 days before. It wasn't like that like 4 days before, you know?
They told him that, or they told everyone that?
No, everyone.
Okay.
Like they can play 200 decks. For example, they win a game with Aggro Hunter, and then like the enemy plays Druid, and then to have a better matchup, you change to a different Hunter, to, like mid range Hunter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to lose, you just swap.
Right.
Just keep the class. Okay. Against optics.
That's interesting, but it sucks that he got. I mean, they told everyone like last minute, so.
Yeah, it was.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, there's going to be a link in the show notes to kind of all the results, but from there they're saying that it, in the best of stage, each player needed to submit 4 classes but 9 total decks.
Yeah,
but crazy. If you won with a deck, you had to stick with that same deck. You couldn't change. So but you could, if like, you lost with Hunter, you could change to a different Hunter deck, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So wait, your class wasn't done, but your deck was done?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Change like one card in Hunter and just play 9 Hunters.
Well,
lose against Handhog, playing that deck with the big game Hunter.
Have your Handlock. I don't even know. You just have all your counters like built into Hunter. Playing like Black Knight in 1.
But I'm sure it was one of those just like VGBN where everybody was banning Hunter. Yeah, I don't know probably, that for a fact, but there were bans in this tournament also.
But that's pretty cool. That's a big prize pool. Is that the biggest so far?
63K total prize pool.
So far, that's pretty large. I'm not really sure if it's the biggest or not, but
certainly one of.
This
one will be the biggest, but now I think this is the biggest one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, when you look at like VGVN, like it's only like the winner. What did Clinton win? Like a 1.5 or something like that? 2.5 was it? I'm not sure. Either way, it's not much different.
Less than 3.
In compared to 32K, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so any other thoughts on WEC?
I was just going to say it certainly helps Team Temple Storm kind of keep their name up there.
It's been a while since they've Tacoma title. Since Gara took it, right?
And then both Korean players were a part of Team Golden Coin. So they were actually the best performing team of that tournament, but, you know.
I knew all about Golden Coin, guys.
Team Golden.
Golden
team
boys.
First took the bottom of the bracket without Dark Wannix in 7th inning.
Yeah. Dark Wannix. I like Dark Wannix. He's an impressive player to me.
Yeah.
I saw him in the...
It was really impressive because he beat out Kalento for the last seed of the EU region.
Yeah, that's awesome. In that NA in that EU qualifier, I guess actually it was, he played against like Taij and like them against each other. That was like literally the best games of Hearthstone I've seen played ever. I wish I could find the VOD. They don't have VODs for the WEC. So I was looking for them today to watch.
Right.
Couldn't find. Probably could have if I looked a little bit harder. But the qualifiers, there's definitely not VODs for.
It's probably one of those things where they were on Twitch, but after 14 days they got deleted.
Yeah, no one exported them because laziness or something. I don't know. I guess moving on to VGVN3.
VGVN.
It's happening this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
Group A is on the 12th, Group B is on the 13th, and then the finals on the 14th. And the invited players are Kalento, Hyped, 6-0, Firebat, Brian Kibler, and Nairia? Nairia? Never pronounce his name. I've actually been watching Theyud's stream, and Naria was on there with him for a lot of the time. And I was like kind of talking to them both. And he went by like Narnia guy because someone called him Narnia guy.
Narnia.
He's Narnia guy. So I'm gonna go with Narnia guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Narnia. sure.
The qualified players were Fake and Savige, and it's being casted by Froden and another MTG Hall of Famer, along with Brian Kibler, you know. PVDDR, I mean, I don't know much about him, to be honest, but he's apparently one of the, he's taken home some of the most, biggest prize pools, along with Brian Kibler, so he's clearly a good Magic the Gathering player. He's Hall of Famer, so obviously he's pretty good, but, anyway,
yeah,
I like these,
kind of exciting.
I like this, lineup, and, I'm sorry, Dragon, you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's kind of exciting to finally see like some of the top MTG players really coming in and see how they fare in Hearthstone.
Right.
Because when I first got into it, certainly not top MTG players, but the kind of usual Friday night and those that would go out and compete from our local place in the regional tournaments, they kind of didn't like Hearthstone at first. They were so ingrained in MTG, but I think if you don't just compare them side by side, you can see the value in the in what Hearthstone has to offer.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's cool that they're all getting involved now. But anyway, this and is a sick line. Oh, go ahead, Nev.
I was going to say something. Like yeah, that was like an interview with a game designer of Hearthstone. He said he wants to like keep on upgrading Hearthstone to like 10 years from now. So we have like a
they want
nice
the,
future.
The deck to have like a nice longevity to it. So
yeah.
And I think it can, and it definitely could, because the game like never gets old somehow, even though the same decks are being played all the time. I don't know. They're clearly paying very close attention. I mean, they're nerfing cards only when they really need to, because I know they wanted to have that hands-off approach. But I mean, it's nice to see them taking such care in the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, this lineup for VGVN 3 is pretty stacked. I like the fact that they invited Brian Kibler. That's really cool. I want to see how he fares against all these pro players, because all we've really seen from him was the Sunshine Open, right? And those weren't quite the like pro and invitational players that we usually see.
Yeah.
Right, so, that was just the power through 2,000 players to get to second place.
No big deal.
2,000,
whatever, he's out of my sleep. Dragon,
well, that's where we went wrong on the Sunshine. We were awake.
Right, yeah, should have been asleep. Sleep.
There we go.
Sleep playing Hearthstone. So who's your favorite to win, Dragon, of this?
I think I have to, if I had to bet, I would bet on Kalenso, obviously. He's definitely highly qualified in these kind of things and coming off a win from the last VGN. Although, I would put some money on Kibler as well. He, you know, just the way that he plays and attacks card games, he's not going to make misplays unless it's a situation he hasn't faced before. Like, he's not just going to get tired and make the wrong decision, or he can analyze the game really well. And my biggest question mark is Fake. He's just coming. He came through the EU qualifier. Nobody really knows him before this, so we'll see what he can do. Kind of like Hybara did last VGVN.
Mm-hmm. Fake's a German player, I think, right? I believe
so. Think so. Yeah.
Him and I think Nyria is too. I think my favorite's Nyria because I've been hanging out in that stream and I want to see him win. What do you think? Nev?
Personally, I'm like a Tempo Storm fanboy in a sort. So hyped boys.
Alright.
But I really, really, really want to actually see like the derby again between Kalenso and Hyped. It was like VGVN 2, the final was like those two, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really want like Hyped to win a tournament. I think Hyped, like people also underestimate him. Like, he's never in tournaments and stuff. Like stream tournaments, I guess is the term. He's never like showing his skills and stuff. He never streams. I think I really want Hype to win. And maybe we can see Savitz get to the final. Maybe. I don't see Firebet. I don't know about Firebet. And he's good. I'm not firing shots, but you know, it's like.
I
prefer like Hype or Kalenso to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hype over Kalenso.
What was I going to say?
Who are your picks?
Oh, my picks. Well, I said Nyria is my favorite to win, and I think the like that's who I want to win. But I think I'm gonna go for Kalenso here on the W.
Yeah, hard to bet against him.
He had a really strong showing in the previous one, so I mean, just based on that alone, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
He like just steamrolled the entire tournament. So.
And this is still before the buzzard nerf. So.
Maybe Hyped will bring some more cool decks like last time.
Yeah.
Like his crazy mage
the major deck was
It'd be cool to see. I'd like to see some innovation in decks and different decks being played than the same ones, you know, like Miracle every time. Well, obviously he's gonna bring Miracle because he's the Miracle Boy, but Miracle Boys. Miracle
Boys.
Any last thoughts on VGVN3, guys? You guys gonna catch the tournament?
Yeah, for sure. I did like the ban system also in these tournaments.
Oh yeah,
considering Hunter.
Let's talk about
considering Hunter right now is like, you know, but I did like the ban system.
Yeah, let's talk about the format. You like the band system. We talked about the format last week, so we don't really have to discuss it, but let's get your thoughts on it. And just tournament formats in general. Is like, what's your favorite type of tournament format? Do you like the Swiss type? Do you like just like the double elimination, single elimination?
My favorite would be like double elimination with bands, I think. That would be like rather sophisticated to, like for Zotac and stuff. I like the Zotac way. It's like single elimination with best of three. It's like very simple to do. But I prefer the band system. Like, I really like the mind games going in the band system, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard from different people who like the band system. Actually, most people don't like the band system, apparently, but I agree. I think there's like a cool mind games. Like, it's a whole new meta to the game when you have the band system in there. Because like, it's like you bring a deck and someone bans it and you're like, yes, now you have to play this other deck. Or, you know, like, I don't know.
I think
I'm going to like the band system more after the nerfs, of course, because then it won't just be an auto ban hunter.
No, it won't be auto ban hunter. Yeah. Now it'll be auto ban miracle. No, I'm just kidding. Wait, no, it won't be, because Leroy's getting nerfed. Yep. Oh, man, the meta's going to change so much. This is exciting.
Dude, I'm calling it the next top deck is going to be that aggro druid deck from Cloud9.
Probably. Aggro druid. I think it's... Handlock will probably come back, too.
Yeah.
In a big way, especially in tournaments. Because even the hunter to just hunter's mark everything.
Even, like, Secret Mage, I think, has, like, a spot in there. Give it, like, no bears, no hunters. Maybe Secret Mage can...
Yeah, there's
get to the top.
No flares, so yeah.
Yeah.
That helps too.
Be awesome.
Alright, so that's tournament format. Just a little quick thing on that. Let's move on to the World Championship qualifiers that are going on right now, right? The NA qualifiers.
Yep, the NA qualifiers have started today. Hybera was in the first highlighted match, so don't know how it's going yet, but we'll catch up.
Yeah. Dragon, tell us about the qualified players, since I don't actually have much information on this.
Yeah, what was exciting was last weekend was the last call tournament for UU and NA, and to see the list of the last call qualifiers who went through, you know, through the big tournament of any open Legend player that wanted to be part of it, you just had to prove you were Legend, like we mentioned last week. And hoping to see some of these guys, you know, make it at least to Phase 2, it'd be a really good way to get their name out and prove that, you know, anybody who really commits to this can be a top player at Hearthstone.
Yeah, that, I don't know, I think it's really cool that, you know, we could see some, like, unknown player come out on top in this. And it's not, like, limited. I'm glad they had that qualifier with the Open. And look how many players, like, I don't know, made it. It's really cool.
Yeah, they had 14 more spots open, and in the show notes where you can find the list, at least for the NA.
Right.
There'll also be a link to the NESL where you can go through and find the brackets for the NA and the EU and see who qualified from it.
Yeah, I don't really recognize any of the names. So
no idea.
I want to say maybe like I recognize one, but then again it's just kind of like a popular word, so I don't know. Probably not. I recognize Stunner. The word is that the player.
I remember some, I think I know like three. I know Twisted, like I played him on Leather and stuff. Heisenberg,
yeah. I want to say I've seen Enigma's name and maybe Enigma, that's the one I was gonna go for. Hearth Trojan video or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or
top
five. Grindstone as well.
I feel like I remember that guy from Press 2 or whatever is that channel's called.
Yeah, the
Giant
top five players.
Slayer or whatever the heck his name was.
Giant Killers, top Giant five killer. Plays of the week.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie, the top five plays of the week have been a little, you know, less
I was actually featured on one.
Were you?
For weeks ago, I was on top five, then one time on Trolden.
Nice.
You were
on Trolden too? Yeah. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
We got a famous guy here, everyone.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Hype.
Like week 55. Nev hype. Nev boys.
Nev boys, there we go.
Yeah.
So, Malta boys, right?
Yeah. Malta hype.
Malta is a real place.
Yeah. the.
Somebody tell Blizzard.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I was so pissed. The Donald Boat monitor.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to the Gator Hall thing at the later half. Let's move on to. I guess we're done with World Qualifiers, right? Anything anyone wants to say?
No idea, but. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll move on to another tournament that'll be coming up this weekend. The Lord of the Arena number 2, sponsored by Team Templestorm. It's going to be on the 14th at 2 p.m. It's going to be casting by Kriparian and Wreckful. And the invited players are Tides, Reynad, Trump, Hafu, Forsen, Amaz, Masan, and Nadia. Sounds like a pretty good... I mean, do you guys enjoy this kind of tournament? Because, like... Nev, let's ask you, because you're kind of like a big ladder guy and more serious tournament guy, I feel like.
Yeah. I actually like the innovation that, like, Reynad came up with, sort of. I was thinking about, like... I really like fun tournaments, like that and Jeopardino. Mm-hmm. They're, like, very entertaining to watch. They actually... like, viewer-wise, they get more. Ironically, they get more than most of the tournaments. So, yeah, I like people like to watch them, so might as well, I think, do more often. Yeah. I like it, though. Like, even, like, popular names, like, people like watching popular streamers.
Right. People like, that's, like, the best... Like, that's how, you know, you get the viewers to your tournament is you invite players and the popular players. Of course, you can't do, like, an open bracket for this, obviously. It's just a fun... There'd be no way to do that. But yeah, I think it's cool. And like, you invite, like, obviously the good players, or the, I guess, the players who were arena players are in there, like Trump and Hafu were like big arena players.
Yeah.
I guess,
right.
I don't know much about Nadia, but I know Krip is a big.
I know Nadia. Nadia's a cool, very chill streamer. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, I don't know. I mean. There's so many streamers, I can't catch them all. I like stopped
good.
Watching.
Gotta catch.
Certainly good entertainment value there.
To start watching.
Gotta catch them all. I like an A streamer. It's like it's so awkward. Like for me, I normally stay up to like 4 a.m. watching Greynet or Wreckful. Then like wake up to stream and stuff. Like I don't like. So you. I don't see like. What? Sorry.
So you stream and then you stop streaming and stay up late and watch other streamers.
Yes, basically.
That's awesome. I think that's like, what probably most streamers do, because they gotta like stay up to date with everyone. I don't know. I always see like Kit Kats in people's like chats talking. I don't know. It's cool to see streamers supporting each other. It's really cool.
I don't really like not like I like EU streamers like Nadia and wait, who streams it? Krip. Yeah, Krip is Krip is like that guy that
I played that perfectly.
Yeah. Oh my G. But I like NA streamers more, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one I like more. I like them both. I like everybody. I like watching Kalento.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he's so
Kalento.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy everyone. There's no one I really.
Forsen is.
Dude, I love Forsen. He's.
Yeah, Forsen is Forsen, you know?
Forsen stopped by my stream the other night just to say, hey, what's going on? And I was like, oh my god, is that the real Forsen? I thought it was just like some like spoofer, and it was the real Forsen.
Yeah, you were so hyped about that.
I was super hyped. I took like a screenshot and I was like, oh my god, best day. Yeah, he's a nice guy, and his stream is just. Very entertaining. And his chat is really entertaining. Plug DJ or Riot?
Plug DJ, yeah. He actually got in trouble, yeah, like, with Plug DJ. Or like a mod of his, it was.
Yeah, Horn Pub?
Something. Yeah.
Because, like that. Something about Legendary League stream, I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but...
Just glad that Forsen didn't get permabanned from it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about Lord of the Arena? Should Blizzard implement a type of play mode like this? Or are there more important things like Blizzard should be focusing on? What do you think, Dragon?
Well, I know in the last few interviews from Blizzard, or from Team 5 employees, they've been saying that Spectator mode is certainly their top priority right now, and it's in the works. They haven't obviously announced the release date for it yet, but that's probably the next big thing they want to add to the game. But I do see either a custom lobby or a custom games kind of becoming the infamous fourth button in Hearthstone there. Certainly will allow for people to get together and play in something just outside of the norm and keep the game interesting and exciting.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You see that in like most Blizzard games, they have like a custom mode like that. Like, if you look at like Warcraft 3, they had like, you know, custom maps or whatever. I mean, I was a big Warcraft 3 fan, so I know about that. And, you know, use map settings in Starcraft back in the day, Brood War. They always had like that custom, you know, game type. So hopefully they bring that to this. And
yeah, actually, like that implementation, like with custom, if you like this web spinner match. The Clash Challenge, that would be awesome. Like play with friends and stuff,
Web spinner against web spinner, who wins? I wonder how the coin, like how going first or second matters in that matchup. If you go second, obviously you're just gonna coin web
coin
spinner,
it out,
right?
coin hero power to anyone.
Or get coin hero power. Look at that, boom.
All comes down to what you get from them, I guess. But nobody's gonna attack the web spinner.
Yeah, wait, that's a great. Oh my god, so. If it was web spinner versus web spinner, whoever goes second wins. No? Am I wrong? Because like, if you just hero power every turn and don't play anything, they can't kill their web spinners and get anything more powerful. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, if nobody kills web spinners, whoever goes second will win because they'll start off with 2 versus 1 web spinner and they'll always have one more web spinner.
That, or I'm just saying, instead of even playing your web spinner, why not just... Well, I guess you're right. No, because you couldn't just hero power every turn, because he would eventually start playing web spinners.
Yeah,
and hero powering. Ah, alright, so that'd be cool.
I suck at math. Like counting. Yeah.
Alright. Well, what the hell were we just talking about? Custom game type. Pretty cool idea. Any other thoughts on this or Lord of the Arena before we move on? No.
I really like this setup. This innovation of Reynard's like pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I like the fact that we're seeing different types of tournaments instead of just the same. Like this is again, I guess going back to tournament format. This is like completely different format. And it's just nice to see some differences in, you know, instead of the same stale tournaments. I mean, not that they're stale. I love the tournaments. Yeah. Don't take them away. I didn't mean that.
We just want it all. Want it all and want it now.
But, it's really cool. Glad that Raynan's doing this. I'm glad that he decided to do a second one. Hopefully they keep coming, also.
Yep.
Yeah. Plus one for more fun tournaments.
speaking of fun... tournaments, we have Hearthstone Jeopardy number 2 coming up as well.
Yeah,
that's also this weekend. So much fun stuff happening.
Yeah.
This weekend. September 15th, which is Saturday, I believe. Saturday?
That'll be Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday
at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the stuff I talk about is Eastern Standard Time because I live.
That's
on
actually a Monday.
The East
Sorry.
Coast, so.
Oh. Yeah, my calendar is a bit. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. It's a Monday. We're good at this, guys. We're good.
Yeah, okay. okay.
Anyway, it's going to be with returning champion Kriparian. Also joining him will be Noxious and Tides of Time. And it's all going to be on Amaz's Twitch channel. So Tides is going to be in a lot of stuff coming up. I mean, he just won a big tournament. Like, he's going to be
Tides everywhere.
Lord of the Arena and Jep Arena. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy like stuff like this and, you know, Lord of the Arena. I think the community needs more fun events like this, along with this and like the tabletop. I'm glad that stuff's coming out. Trolled in and everything. Yeah, it's all fun to watch. I'm glad that because the game's supposed to be fun, right? And not just super serious all the time. What do you guys think about, you know, the fun events?
Actually, like tabletop, I didn't know, like admire it, yeah. And like that show was like Total Biscuit. That was like so awesome. Those decks were like so meta breaking, The format is so cool. I like Jeopardy, you know, so it's like that quiz show is like. It's also informative, it's not like. You know, it's not only fun, it's also informative. The format's pretty cool though. I really like it. it's like unique and fun in a way.
Yeah,
it's great to make games out of the games that we have, and just, you know, everybody's doing it to have a good time, but, you know, it feeds our competitive nature.
Right.
Then I had a thought. Where'd it go?
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
I was gonna say.
We get high five.
Here? No, I'm here.
Think. No, you can't work.
There we go.
Oh yeah, I'm undecided. Yeah,
right.
Whatever. Excellent. This is prime Twitch TV material right here, guys. You guys are watching the best. I'm looking back at us being idiots. All right, hopefully I didn't sidetrack you too much, Greg. I know you were thinking about something.
I just completely lost it.
There was no tabletop today. That was kind of disappointing.
And that's what it was.
And
that's
no turn
what it was.
Yeah, you know.
People were losing their minds over iHeartU not announcing that there wouldn't be turn two or tabletop.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like,
I guess it was because of the qualifiers.
Yeah, I mean, there's
up
a lot going on today. People are preparing for things. They probably don't have time to invest in this. I mean, I know Admirable's playing in the tournament today, and you know, there's like a lot of people that are involved in those things playing. I'm sure Nimsh is, if he hasn't qualified already, I'm sure he's trying also.
Think
well,
he...
it's NA, so he wouldn't be.
But it's certainly a positive. That's what I was going to say. It's certainly a positive to see people reacting when something isn't there, because it shows that, you know, they're wanting this kind of content. They're wanting more diversity in the content and more fun stuff to watch and be a part of.
Yeah, I think it... I don't know. I love the tabletop, man. I left my freaking ass.
Admirable is super host.
My admirable
host. Yeah, he's a great host.
He's a huge host.
Yeah. Fun intended.
Yeah.
So good.
I love it.
Yeah, and even like
I like Froden as well. Like in the serious tournaments, I like Froden's cast there. It's like very awesome.
I like Nimsh on turn two.
Yeah.
He's really funny. He was really funny in the tabletop. Really dry. I don't know. I really like that first episode. It's my favorite so far. Out of the two that there are. That's awesome though. I'm glad that that's going to be a weekly thing. We get to see more of that. The tabletop is... Yeah, I think it's my favorite show. any thoughts on Jeopardy before we move on? We kind of already have, but I wanted to refocus before we go.
I don't know. Plus one for more fun tournaments, again.
Yeah. More fun tournaments. More fun events like this.
It's
really
cool.
And Amaz is one of those entertaining streamers, so it's cool. Yeah. I mean, it just fits his nature to like have something like this.
Entertaining.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Crib to pull a Bruce Jenner and keep the winning streak going.
Yeah. I'm pulling for
Noxious.
Actually,
like Noxious to go.
I like Noxious.
Yeah,
he's
me too.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He also bombed me one time, like when I was back in the old days. I bombed me one time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. I like him. All right, moving on to the streamer spotlight, since we're there already. This episode's going fast, but we can definitely slow it down and just talk about some fun stuff. So let's talk about Nev. Nev, our streamer, tell us about yourself and your stream. Go ahead.
Well, my stream, I'm going to talk about my stream first.
Yeah,
my stream is personally about talking through all my plays and like interacting with viewers mostly. I have like a regular schedule most of the time. Like I try to keep the vibe in my channel like relaxed. Like, yeah. Or the viewers like all get accustomed to each other and like form a community, sort of talk to each other, make friends, like talk about stuff out of the game. Like there's so many viewers who are friends with each other, that's awesome. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool. I stopped by your stream today and I was like, whoa, this is really cool, and like you're talking about your plays, and I love when people talk about their plays and tell me what they're thinking, and even admit when they make mistakes and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah.
Continue. Continue. Okay.
What was I gonna say?
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
I started streaming like at the end of May, something like that. I decided to stream Hearthstone because of the. It's like the community is like growing really fast at a very fast pace. It's like very easy to stream. It's like not like League of Legends, like you're in a team fight and like, you know, Hearthstone's like more chill. Right. You have like downtime a lot in games, and you can talk to viewers and stuff. I like streaming. It's like very fun for me. It's also like a hobby, which is
right.
Right.
I agree. I just like started streaming one day, and I was like, "Wow, this is really easy." And
yeah,
it's totally agree with the whole. I tried to stream Dota 2 before, and that's like impossible. It's the same thing as League. You know, it's like, God, can't talk even when I'm playing. But yeah. All right. So tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Malta, a country which Blizzard don't know about, apparently. yeah, it's like a very small island under Italy. Yeah, a lot of people know about it, so.
Yeah.
It's very small.
Apparently, Blizzard isn't aware of it because they're not allowed to compete in the qualifiers.
Yeah.
For BlizzCon. That,
yeah, that sucks. I was talking to like a Blizzard. I don't know what his rank is, but it's like high. Not an it's like a very high game admin in Hearthstone.
Okay, game
it was like,
whatever, yeah.
And I was like, what is Malta? I don't know what Malta is. Something like that. And I was like, seriously, though? Like, come on. Why are you doing this? and yeah, apparently I can't like pass for the BlizzCon qualifier because they don't know what Malta is.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Sucks because you finished the season at fourth last season, correct?
Yeah,
EU?
So yeah, number four.
Technically qualified, but since they don't know what your country is, you're not.
Yes,
that's
exactly
ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy. Sucks to hear that kind of stuff. You know, when you hear that, like for like RDU also. I mean, people know Romania, but obviously there's some issues there, and it just sucks when you like these players who qualify. They've done all the work to qualify. And then you guys can't compete in the biggest tournament ever for Hearthstone. It's just kind of a bummer.
Yeah. It would have been also like one of the biggest achievements for Malta. I mean, regarding esports.
Right.
Malta's like very not esports oriented, sort of. It hosts tournaments, but like technically I'm like the best Maltese player, but there isn't like challenge, sort of. Like I won all the tournaments, but there isn't like. You know,
gotcha.
Yeah. Hopefully they get that figured out soon. But are there any other tournament achievements or anything in Hearthstone that you want to mention that you've gotten to?
I got second place with one Zotac, which is actually more sad than an accomplishment, I think. like 8-time legend, I think. I don't know.
I actually saw the highlight video from when you actually hit rank 1 legend last season.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was yeah. I was like blown out. I don't know.
So my mom was like, "Shut the fuck!" You were number one for some amount of time. That's cool. That's awesome.
Or like three. I was like number one for 3 days, then Colento happened, and yeah.
Then Colento happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Colento boys.
Colento happens.
Yeah.
That's the new meme. Let's get it going. So, I don't know if you answered this or not. Sorry. Did you answer why you started streaming? And do you stream anything else?
Oh, no, actually. I started streaming because like, I just like mutter to myself. Like, talk about plays alone. And, like, so I won't sound psychotic. I started streaming. Anyway. But then I was like, why not start streaming? I was like, it would be an experience, like, talk to people, or talk to myself, you know. It's also like a snowball, do something bigger, maybe. It's like a very nice hobby to have. I really like streaming. What was the second question? Sorry.
I was just asking if you streamed anything else other than Hearthstone.
No, not only, like, Hearthstone-oriented.
Okay.
I play other games like League, but
don't stream them.
I don't see like streaming League.
Yeah. Speaking of League, there was a few questions in chat here asking what rank you are in League right now.
Yeah. Actually, I was like,
up. What happened? Oh my god.
Yeah. Damn. Hi, chat.
Hey, chat. Oh, by the way, chat. Yeah. If you have any questions for us or for Nev, feel free to leave them in the chat or tweet them at us or whatever. You probably just leave them in the chat. I think we can read it.
Yeah.
It's not we're not up to the level of, you know, other shows yet. But go ahead and leave any questions you have, and we'll answer them at the end of the show.
Thanks. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I just like play League a lot. Now I like stopped. But now I like now I joined the team, which is its name is actually sort of weird. It's like its name is Claudio Monsieur Foreign in Maltese, which means Claudio don't touch the oven. But doesn't make sense. But still, we're gonna compete in like a tourney and stuff. Okay. I was like plat 2 when I actually played, but now I downgraded to like gold 4 or gold 3, something like that. No, I don't like take it seriously as solo queue. I like playing with friends and stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't play.
You
League,
guys
so
actually.
I don't know much about League, but I played Dota 2. I mean, I played Dota, you know, back when it was a Frozen Throne, you know, custom map.
Oh.
So
yeah.
I played some CAL, you know, Cyber Athletes League. That was terrible, but that was fun. It was like before MLG.
Yeah. So the other thing, Nev, that I wanted to ask you about is, are there any teams that you're looking to get involved with, or any teams kind of courting you, especially after such a high ladder rank?
Actually, I got contacted by Dignitas, but now it's like it's sort of downgraded a bit. Like they didn't respond and stuff.
Right.
Like, we started talking, and then it's like, you know, they lost interest. I think maybe, I don't know. Or maybe they, I don't know.
But, all the other teams out there here, top 4, season finished, top ladder, you know, he's free. Go pick him up.
I also like I'm free. Okay. it was like with Kers. We had like only one conversation with Kers. And they were like, yeah, we'll talk to you later, and you know, yeah.
Waiting to hear back, huh?
Yeah. But I think I'm like close to Dignitas, maybe. I think we'll talk to you later, but they always like talk to me, and
right.
maybe someday.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe. The horizon.
That's awesome. But if you can't play in BlizzCon, I don't know, man. Are they gonna? Maybe they can open doors for you being on a team.
That would be cool. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. What gets said in chat? Claudius Mr. Foreign is gonna be in LCS next year. For sure.
The one on the left looks like Val Kilmer. Oh, cool.
There you go.
Damn.
Yeah, I know you guys are all jealous now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favorite classes, and you know, what decks do you like to play in Constructed?
Pre-Nexus, I used to love Freeze Mage. Freeze Mage was like my... I used to like play every game with Freeze Mage, like, day in, day out. I just like love that deck. Even Handlock, like putting an 8/8 on board feels like so fulfilling to me. I don't know. It's like,
yeah.
Then they use all the removal on it, and then you just play another one. Yeah. But now post next, I really like Warrior. Like what they did to control Warrior, it's like Sludge Burgers and stuff.
Yeah, I really
like Paladin as well.
And I saw you playing Warrior.
Yeah. I got to a Legend actually like today. With Control Warrior. Riding. It's like zombie Control Warrior.
Yeah, it's like...
I like Warrior.
The like Kit Kats kind of deck-ish?
Yeah.
Kind of, just the zombie part?
Just the zombie show, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty good, though. Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to say about your stream?
Well, tune in.
Tune in. Go ahead. I mean, it's right under you. But for the audio listeners, they can't see that. But
Tune in, guys. Stream every weekday, even sometimes in the weekends. Hit the follow button if you like the content. I don't know. I like interacting with viewers and like talking about every step of the way through a game. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Pretty and much. That's a cool thing, because like not everyone talks through all their plays, and I like when streamers do that. You get to learn a lot.
I also said to like innovate a bit, like iterate decks, not always play stable decks like Hunter and stuff, you know, like all the lists.
Let's move on to the Today I Learned section. So, Nev, I know you just talked a lot, but what did you learn today?
Okay.
Or
today recently? I learned. Okay, today recently I learned that a third of all is it divorces. When the marriages split up, I don't know how to pronounce it. In 2011, the U.S. has the word Facebook in it. So a third of all divorces are basically on Facebook.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know the name. It's like when marriages split up. Is it divorce? Divorce.
Right.
Divorce,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one third of all divorces are because of Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. Yeah.
So all Hearthstone related.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought somehow I was going to relate to Hearthstone. Like, wait, what about divorces in Hearthstone?
I don't know. But yeah.
One third of all divorces are caused by Hearthstone.
Yeah.
True fact.
Yeah, pretty much. Why are you playing with Hunter decks instead of focusing on our marriage? Why? I'm gonna leave you for a guy that actually cares about me, you know?
Dragon, what did you learn today?
Well, today I learned that I'll actually be starting a new job with CBNI on October 6th. Just found that out. I had the interview with him last Thursday. Got told that, you know, I could start all the work stuff for them, and then today officially set a start date. So super excited about that.
Nice.
I won't be traveling 2 days a week now and have a lot more free time in the evenings, and so better family time, better time to help promote the show here and get things together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
Congratulations, by the way, on the new job. That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congrats, dude.
So today I learned, I'm going to make it a little Hearthstone related here. Today I learned that, you know, if you're on a win streak and you're at the end of rank 6, you know, you're 5-star rank 6, and you're still on your win streak, and you win, you actually carry the win streak into rank 5. So you can kind of beat the system a little bit by carrying your win streak, gaining an extra star. Just something cool I noticed when I was playing the other day and hit rank 5 with my win streak.
Yeah.
Thought that was cool.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Right. Cheat the system.
Yeah. Cheat it. So.
So I think we're going to take a few questions from chat.
Let's take the questions.
One of them, just being silly, of course, is Neville's asking, do you get mad ladies at the university?
Yeah. I don't keep count, but I get like, I have like a diary full of all the names and numbers next to it. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
I tell them I get ranked for Legend in the August season, and they are just like,
they'll flock
come
to
at
you.
Me. I don't even. I
you
just
don't have
walk
to try.
Through.
You're just like,
yeah.
They just know you. They're like, oh my god, ranked 4 Legend.
Like, oh my god, tell me more. I was, yeah, pretty much.
awesome.
And they would be like, and be like, we're so sorry that you didn't make it to BlizzCon, and yeah, we'll go on from there. Yeah.
Neville's the guy to be in Malta.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Fame.
Yeah. Even when I'm like in nightclubs, people like approach me, guys approach me, like, ah, and so, like, yeah.
Nice.
Not in high school only, university, college. Yeah.
I see. What is your gaming history, or your history in gaming, I should say? RMZ_BT asks me and Dragon. Dragon, you go first.
Yeah, so gaming wise, I've always been kind of competitive in the MTG before Hearthstone, but didn't have the money income to be able to keep up competitive with it, so that's why I was really excited when Hearthstone came around. Been trying to get really competitive with that, but still have a lot of collection to build up because I'm an entirely free-to-play player. And then as far as just game theory and gaming in general, lots of board games. My wife and I met through board games. I'm always playing the strategy games, trying to figure out, you know, make the best plays.
Cool.
Yeah.
My gaming history, I actually played a lot of Call of Duty back in the day. I mean, by back in the day, I mean probably about like a year or two ago or three ago. I don't know. You know, the past like 2 years. I played a lot of Call of Duty. I'm a Machinima partner, actually, on YouTube. I used to make Call of Duty videos, like strategy videos on how to do better in Call of Duty. I was just like basically an average player who became like above average by using my knowledge of the game. So take that as you will. You can check out the videos if anyone's interested. It's only Black Ops 2 and Modern Warfare 3 videos, but they're in there. On top of that, I really enjoy like indie games. I play like, you know, a lot of like FTL, The Binding of Isaac, Spelunky, fun stuff like that. Before that, like I said before, I played a lot of Dota on Frozen Throne, on Warcraft 3. Warcraft 3 is one of my favorite games, if not my favorite game ever. So just because of the customization in that game, there's so much you can do. So many different types of games you can play, like Footman Wars, and like you can just play the regular RTS ladder. I don't know. Dota was always, you know, my bread and butter back in the day. On top of that, I play a lot of Super Smash Brothers, especially Melee.
Oh, yeah.
The new one coming out looks awesome. They just keep announcing characters and they keep looking better, and I want to play them all. Except Pac-Man. I'm not psyched on Pac-Man. I'm like, why is he in the game? I don't want to play Pac-Man.
I've been following a lot of the current PC kind of indie games that come out. Crypto the Necrodancer was so much fun for about a week and a half. That was just like what I wanted to play every day.
I don't even know about that one. I gotta check it out.
Yep.
What's it called? Crypt of the Necromancer?
Necrodancer.
It
was a big promotional thing. They actually like got game pads out to some of the top streamers to test it, but it's actually more fun to play just keyboard or controller style. Okay.
Cool.
Really cool concept.
Cool. Right. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna talk about gaming history though. That's enough. I think I talked about like my entire life of gaming, so I mean, I didn't hit on Nintendo, Nintendo Entertainment System, of course, but, you know, we don't have to talk about that. What other questions we got here? I haven't been reading the chat.
How lame is Control Paladin? Really?
Really lame, yeah.
Control Paladin?
I really hate those matchups, man. Like, Priest versus Hunter. I mean, Priest versus Paladin. Oh, my God. 10 hours per turn.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Control Warrior versus Control Warrior.
Legendary into legendary into execute them into but like the priests are always to fatigue. It's always even Paladin.
Paladin is just can live forever. Like that game always goes to fatigue if you're playing control versus control Paladin. It's like you're gonna lose to fatigue
hands.
And that's just gonna happen.
I definitely don't hate him as much as y'all do, but
I don't
like,
hate him either.
Being a primarily aggro player, it's nice to change it up and try that or try the priest for a while and see if I still have that skill set as well.
I really like control matchups, but like when they get to the late stages of the game, it's like too slow for me. So I like control matchups more than aggro.
Yeah, it makes more sense in tournaments than it does for ladder play.
Yeah, aggro is like face-face. Trade occasionally and face-face.
Kital said that Modern Warfare 2 was the best. I'm talking about Call of Duty, and I totally agree. That's my favorite one. The hit detection in that game was great.
Oh, Kita. Yeah.
Kita? Okay. Oh, sorry. Is that what I call him?
Kita.
No, Kita. Yeah.
It's like Pen and Mortis, I think. I think it's Pen. Yeah, Pen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Back when I had a working PS3, I had played the first Modern Warfare, and I was one of those guys who ran around and knifed everybody in the back, so...
one of those guys.
Do you play any other games, Nev, or do you just play like League and Hearthstone? Is there other game that you do play?
Right now I'm playing the new Civ, not the new Civ, like Civ 5, Civilization 5.
Oh yeah, Civ 5.
It's too slow though.
It's way too slow. It takes like forever to play a game, and like if you lose, you're just like, it's like playing against Control Paladin.
Yeah, it's like fun in like few hours, but then it gets a used to play a lot of WoW back in the day, World of Warcraft, like it was like my childhood sort of.
Yeah,
like my childhood went from like RuneScape to COD 2 to COD 4 to WoW to League. That's like spectrum. Yeah,
cool.
RuneScape back in the day.
The Black Elvis asks, what's your guy's favorite band? Mine is Def Hoobastank. Hoobastank's great, man. I love them. The Reason. I don't know. I like so much music, it's crazy. Sometimes I play music on my stream. I've been doing it lately, but I don't know if I had to pick a favorite band. Yeah. Right now, I like the Menzingers a lot. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Menzingers, a punk band. They're really good. Yeah, I listen to so much music, though. That's crazy.
That's good. Yeah. I haven't really been staying too current with music, but like, I'd got to go back to my roots and just say Skillet and Toby Mac are got to be my top two.
I had like a, I used to like be a big fan. Don't judge me, okay?
Alright.
I was like a big fan of Red Lavin.
Of what?
You're like Avril Lavigne. Yeah,
Avril Lavigne.
Pink hair and stuff. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Back
skater
in the day.
Boy, man. The skater boys with the right there.
But right now I'm like every song like not the like romantic Taylor Swift stuff, but like other, I don't know, house, techno, normal,
cool.
Mainstream, yeah.
You guys got any other questions before we call it? Well, while you guys are, if there are any other questions, you guys can ask them while we're doing our shout outs and thank yous. So, that's our episode for the day. And Nev, tell us where people can find you. And if you got any shout outs, go ahead and do them.
Check the links down below. I stream like every weekday on Twitch. It's like there is a schedule and stuff. I don't normally post on YouTube. It's like I don't find content, to be honest, to post. But when I find content, I always post. Follow my Twitter here at Nevi Caruana. I post like whenever I go live. Follow me everywhere down here.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, and again, all the links will also be in the show notes. So if you're downloading the audio podcast at a later date, you should be able to get the show notes as well.
Okay. Cool.
Dragon, where can people find you?
Yep, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube at CFDragon06. Hopefully I can start streaming on at least a regular basis on the weekend coming up again soon. I tried to start and caught a bit of a break with getting a new puppy, basically. So.
Oh, nice. What kind of dog?
She's a beagle, mostly. Beagle
I like beagles. I love beagles.
Yep. Great.
I love bagels also.
They're cool.
So. If I got a beagle, I'd name it Bagel. And then I'd put cream cheese on it.
Okay. I guess.
You guys can find me at Totally Protocol on all of the different platforms, including YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. I stream when I can. I'm working to get a like actual streaming schedule worked out, but my schedule's a little chaotic. I'm going to work on it. Hopefully I get something set in stone, because I'm really enjoying streaming lately. The other night I had like actually a pretty active chat, and it was a lot of fun. I like when I have the active chat. I try to interact with my chat as much as possible. So
yeah, it's awesome.
If you guys ever want to check it out, follow me and come on by.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nev for stopping by. Appreciate it. Shout
anytime.
Out.
Yeah.
Shout out
thanks
to
thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, dude, no problem.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Anytime, dude. Anytime. We'll have you on again if we need a spot filled.
Sure.
We'd love to have you again. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really smoothly. Yeah. Being only our second episode with a guest, it was really good.
Very good.
Shout out to Tides for winning all the monies. And shout out to Amaz and Raynad for putting on fun events coming up in the future this weekend. Anyway, guys, that's all my shout outs. I don't see any new questions in there unless there are some and I missed it. Anyway, guys, for me, CF Dragon, and Nev, have a good night. It's been TIL Hearthstone.
See you later. Thanks for tuning in.